With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Residents of Rio Doce, New Mexico, making an emotional return to their fire-ravaged village.
There's anguish in the mountains of southern New Mexico.
It's just so incredibly devastated.
Pam Bonner's home was spared.
I don't know that it'll ever be the village of Rio Doce again.
Parts of the village remain off limits as search teams go house to house looking for the remains of people still unaccounted for. The mayor says 29 are on the list. Two people are known dead. The FBI is offering up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrests and convictions of those responsible for the human-caused fires. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in Northern California ordering evacuations due to a fast-moving wildfire threatening the community of Palermo. That blaze called the Apache Fire. Its cause under investigation. Also at SRNNews.com, there's been another hitch in President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan that provides a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments for millions of borrowers. The judges' rulings issued Monday say the U.S. Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. The decisions do not cancel assistance already provided to borrowers. Keith Peters reporting.
A plane with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has departed Bangkok after refueling. He's on his way to Saipan to enter a plea deal with the U.S. government. The agreement will free him and resolve the legal case over the publication of a trove of classified documents. The Dow is losing 382 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 173. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws nearer. According to AP Votecast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they turn out at even higher numbers this time. This is SRN News. In consumer news, there's a Ford pickup truck recall.
The automaker is recalling more than 550,000 F-150 pickups because the transmissions can unexpectedly downshift to first gear no matter how fast the trucks are going. The recall covers certain F-150s from the 2014 model year.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says letters to vehicle owners will start going out early next month. Tesla recalling its futuristic new Cybertruck pickup for the fourth time to fix problems with trim pieces that can come loose and failing front windshield wipers. The new recalls each cover more than 11,000 trucks. The windshield wiper motor controller can stop working because it appears to be getting too much electrical current. Tesla will replace the wiper motor at no cost to owners. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.